Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello. I am the pastor of St. Raphael's Catholic Church, and this is my reflection for the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. This weekend, we read Matthew chapter 13, that midsection, verses 24 through 43. And we see a succession of three parables, each shorter than the previous one. The first, Jesus likens the kingdom of heaven to a man who sows good seed in a field, and then an enemy comes behind and sows weed. And he advises, when his servants come, he advises them to, instead of trying to pull everything and make and quickly resolve the issue, he advises them to let things take their time and grow so that they can then separate them. The second is the parable of the mustard seed. And the last is the parable of the woman who mixes the yeast with the three measures of flour, wheat flour. Now, the way that these are presented, what I see presented to us is the three crossroads most of us will face one or multiple times along our spiritual journey that represent make or break moments for the spiritual life, for our relationship with God. The first, and I believe the most common of these crossroads, is the parable of the enemy who sows the weeds in the middle of the field. The man has, the owner of the field, he's sown good seed. He prepared his field, obviously. He did the work. He surrounded himself with people that support him, that were watching out for him. They realized what was happening. They offered their help. But then something bad happens anyway. The first crossroads that most of us encounter in our life of faith, in our relationship with God, is what happens when I've done everything right and I've surrounded myself with the right people and I've prayed and I go to Mass and I sacrifice and I serve at my parish and I am a good neighbor and yet bad things happen? What do I do then? I think this is the first big crossroads for most people. And it represents the challenge to realize when we have a genuine relationship with the Lord versus when we're trying to acquire a certain guarantee from the Lord. If we're honest, many of us engage with God in the immaturity of our spiritual life in a kind of trade. If I pray and do all the good things that a good person, a good Christian does, then God will protect me from bad things happening. The problem is that's a fantasy. It's not even what the Lord promises. In fact, he actually warns us that if we follow him, the world will reject us. There will be hardship. The enemy will come for you. So the first challenge is, has my faith and my relationship with God matured enough, progressed enough, that I realize that God doesn't promise me to spare me the troubles of life? He promises to send me what I need to confront those. He promises to stand beside me for those. He promises that if I confront them and I do what is right and I remain steadfast in faith, then what is truly good will come to flourish. That's the first crossroads. Am I treating my relationship with God as though I am buying some magical guarantee that I will not have a hard life, that bad things won't happen? If we're there, the minute something bad happens, we stop praying because we think God is not keeping his side of the bargain, except it's a bargain he never made with us. Because that's not a real relationship. If I treat God like an insurance policy, then I'm not treating him as my God. The second crossroads of the spiritual life is more nuanced. It's the parable of the mustard seed. It says that the mustard seed is like a person who took that mustard seed and sowed a field, and it grew. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. And for the majority of us, that's where we think the parable stops. If we look back and try to remember the parable, for most of us, the parable stops there. Except that's not the full parable. It stops there for the majority of us because it's the easy part. Or rather, that's the part that we're comfortable with. I do the work. I put the seed in the soil. I water it. I tend to my field. And that's it. And it will grow. And it'll have firm roots. But Jesus doesn't stop there. The last line is, it becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. The birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. The second crossroads of the spiritual life is, has my faith grown enough? Have I come to trust the Lord enough? Have I come to surrender to him fully enough that my faith doesn't just offer me shade from the harshness of life and the sun, but has it grown enough that the branches of my spiritual life become the place where others who have been wandering come to dwell? Is the sureness of my faith, the solidity of my faith, the fact that I'm living my relationship with God so clearly and openly and honestly and wholeheartedly, does it translate to service to others? Does my faith become the thing that others can count on as the place where they can find purchase when life is batting them around? If we're honest, many of us, we're content to just grow the seed of faith to the point that we discover some peace, some joy, some healing, but then we pull back. Because that's the spirituality that takes. God gives me, gives me, gives me. The church gives me, gives me, gives me. I take, take, take. But what happens when your faith never gives to others? It never becomes your relationship with God never translates to selfless. Then eventually it withers and dies. It does not make more trees. It does not become the point of departure where other mustard seeds go and are spread to other parts of the field. In other words, it's a selfish spirituality, and that's a challenge for a lot of us. We like to be given attention, love, care, but we don't necessarily want to transition to the next step, which is offering it to others. The last is the pivotal one. And this is the crossroads that we all come to at different points of our spiritual life, the deeper that we have entered into the relationship with God. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour. And for the majority of us, that's where the parable ends. Except that there's one last line. Until the whole batch is leavened. This is the name of the game of the spiritual life. We, if we're honest, are more than happy to give life 80, if we're very good, 90% of our life. We are more than happy to let the yeast of faith ferment and leaven about 90% of the batch of our life. But then there's that 10%, that vice I don't want to deal with, that sin I still feel attached to, that bad relationship and friendship that's not really a friendship, that's holding me back from the next step in charity and love and forgiveness. There's always something we are wanting to keep for ourselves. Yes, Lord, I give you all my life. Just don't look in the closet. I'll give you 9 out of the 10 corners of my heart. Don't look at the one I didn't give you. If the name of the game is surrendering to the Lord, to be subordinate to his will, in other words, to let him be the one who sets the mission of my life rather than me, who's truly in charge, right? That only happens by a full surrender of our life to him, by letting him get into every corner, touch every part of my life, every fiber of my being, every thought in my head, every feeling in my heart, all of it has to be suffused, infused, touched, transformed by God. It has to be a part of my relationship with the Lord. But many of us, we hold back. We get to a point where the next step in maturity, the next step in our conversion, the next thing is just waiting for us to give ourselves fully to God. And we hold back because we're afraid of it. And who wouldn't be? Because it feels like losing yourself, which is the exact point. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. But that's scary. So, my challenge to you today is this. If you're finding yourself in one of those 3 crossroads, confront it fully. Confront it fully. If you're at a crossroads in your spiritual life where you're facing the question, why am I doubting God's love for me? Why am I doubting his presence because bad things happened, rather than saying, bad things happened, now I have to be more connected to the Lord. Do that. Confront it. Confront it, because that is the wedge that is going to drive you away if you do not confront it. God does not promise to save you or spare you from the difficulties of life. He promises to endow you with the blessings necessary to overcome them and to grow in faith, hope, and love through them. If you're at a place in your relationship with God where you're feeling yourself be filled, deeply rooted in God's grace, question, when am I sharing that? How am I sharing that? Am I worried about what I am getting, or am I worried about giving it away? Has my faith, my life changed enough, been transformed enough by love of God that it becomes the thing that gives support, a branch to find purchase in for others? And the last, where am I holding back? What part of my life, what corner of my heart, what pain I carry, what sin I've been hiding, what part have I not been giving to God? Because here's the thing. The parts that we choose not to give him eventually become the parts that corrupt and kill the rest. God bless you.